This is the show Never Heard That. My name is Andrew Mukey. It is great to have you with me. How do you select just the one song to represent a band that began its life in 1976, has released 14 studio albums in addition to a range of compilations and live albums? Also, throw in the fact that over that time they have happily dabbled in just about all the musical genres that you can think of. That is the challenge presented by UK band The Cure. After much to-ing and fro-ing, I have chosen the track Sinking, which is the closing song from their 1985 album The Head on the Door. I became aware of The Cure from an early age and was a real fan of their debut album. For us Australians, that was in 1980 and was called Boys Don't Cry, which had a slightly different track list to the worldwide 1979 debut called Three Imaginary Boys. I remember being with my eldest brother when we visited our premier record store in Canberra, which was called Impact Records. The store was extremely important to me growing up, but at this point, and being essentially still in single digits, it was quite a scary place to visit with all of these punk-like people frequenting it. I still retain this amazing memory of that visit. I remember knowing that The Cure had only just released the one album, but there was possibly up to 30 different albums of theirs to buy. This was the time when bootlegs were freely available. What these were are recordings from various live performances throughout Europe, printed onto vinyl and then sold at relatively premium prices. Nowadays, these records are extremely sought after and are worth gold. The other thing of interest is that the first album didn't really forecast that The Cure were to become the post-child band for the soon-to-be goth genre. Although there is a glimpse here and there, the album has an overall positive vibe and is very playful. Second album, 1980's 17 Seconds, started to signal something darker, but contains musical treasure, A Forest, a real live favourite of fans even to this day. Third album, Psychosis-Inducing Faith from 1981, provides the extraordinary Primary. There are some other great songs on this album, like Other Voices, but you can tell that they were dabbling in things stronger than vitamins throughout its making. By the release of fourth album, 1982's Pornography, they were in a bad way. Gothic transformation was complete musically, but the darkness that they found themselves in led to the start of a series of personal changes that continued for quite some time. Somehow, they found their way through this and went into the complete opposite space with the poppy Japanese Whispers from 1983. You will never find a time when The Cure were more accessible. The single, Let's Go to Bed, was very un-Cure-like, and in my opinion, you have to be a pretty miserable person not to like the song Love Cats, which was also from that album. Sixth studio record, The Head on the Door from 1985, is when things really started to launch to another level. With second single Close to Me, the band started to get some great recognition in the US, which they were able to sustain with all their releases throughout the 90s. So, then why have I chosen Sinking as the song to showcase? Well, I think that because for me it contains just about everything that has signified The Cure of these many years. It is tinged with sadness, it is uplifting, it is alternative, it is poppy. The instrumentation is clever and the production is bright, and yep, it is a touch goth. Main man Robert Smith won the Ivor Novello Award for International Achievement in 2001. Awarded for songwriting and composing, that achievement seems completely appropriate. Here is The Cure with the song Sinking from their 1985 album Head on the Door. Thank you.
just go by. I am sinking. So I trick myself. Like everybody else, secrets I hide, they twist me inside. I trick myself like everybody else. So I trick myself.